you have to set yourself apart, whether you want to or not.
Got gains.
The commonality struggles working men face, especially in the office, is that rec room behavior. You know, there will be a multitude of days where you will have coworkers, assistants, maybe even your superiors. They'll bring in foods into the rec room. Things that aren't tailored, they're not helpful to getting you to where you need to be. You have to know when to draw the line, the fine line between acceptance and avoidance. Now, here's what I mean. You know, I had a recent conversation with Brandon. For those of you that do not know, he is a client of mine who has crushed it in his fitness endeavor, dropping far over 70 pounds in just 11 months. Now, the things that he told me, and I know that you could probably relate to this, especially if you work in an office-like position, maybe you're an editor, graphic designer, etc. People just bring you stuff, tempting foods that are very tempting, foods we know that we should not be consuming as often that don't help us meet that goal. Here's the thing. A lot of times, we as office workers, we tend to work in fast-paced environments where deadlines are set. We have to meet specific criteria, specific expectations, and we have to meet those expectations because if we don't, or if you don't, there will be consequences. Now, what if you were overlooking the most important factor contributing to your long-term success in your career, and that's led right in the midst of the choices you are making in your work field? And these choices, these decisions happen to be in the rec room in most cases. The food looks so good. You weren't there yourself, Gabe. They brought donuts. They brought cakes. They brought sweets. They'll bring all of this food into the rec room. How could I say no? And that's the thing. You have to say no because you know if you're not tracking one thing, you're never tracking anything. This isn't about just tracking. It's about overlooking the importance of over-calorie consumption. You see, when you are literally over-consuming food just for the sake of maybe coping with your environment, coping with stress, or because the food is just there and you don't want to see it go to waste. You know, people don't want to see food go to waste, so they'll just eat the food. It really plays a huge factor in the long-term game. This is the reason why there are people who struggle significantly, who struggle so much to lose weight and can't keep it off. And you have the people who gradually keep the weight down because they're making reliable choices in which will have a profound and positive impact down the line. This is the difference between understanding avoidance and acceptance. Accepting when it's okay to have a sweet, when it's okay to indulge in a sweet, and avoiding the wrong time to indulge in something, to indulge in a behavior. The bad behaviors, you literally involve yourself in over an extended period of time. It can only lead to a catastrophe, destruction, so much in which will keep you frustrated, you thinking weight loss is impossible as a graphic designer, as an editor. You have deadlines to meet. It does not mean you have to compensate, you know, making poor choices to compensate to meet that deadline. Not at all. It simply means making realistic and holistic lifestyle approaches towards your career, towards your occupation. So if you know that your coworkers, supervisors, or maybe your associates are bringing in foods as often in the week as you know they are, it would behoove you to plan and prepare a meal to get you through your day that meets your calorie needs. And even if possible, stay away from the rec room. Because we as humans, when we put ourselves into tempting situations, there is a very strong inclination we're going to fall into that temptation. And food is just, well, one of those temptations. We as humans, we need food to survive. There's no getting around it. Getting to a calorie deficit involves prolonged or stretched time periods throughout the day when you're not eating, because your body needs to be continuously moving, needs to be continuously burning calories. But how can your body burn calories continuously if you're sitting in your desk the entire day, editing, filming, creating, in your occupation, in your career? You ever thought about that? As crazy as that sounds, making the right adjustments, making them consistently, one step at a time, is what's going to get you the body. It's what's going to get you the result. It's what's going to get you to lose the office, room, wreck, fat. The whole idea of this is to do it in a way where it's simplistic. It's sustainable to you, your way of life, how you think, how you move, how you approach your career. It needs to be structured in a way to which you could actually follow the plan. That's the big reason why, you know, obesity is so, it's higher than it ever has been, because there's no structure. There's no plan in one's life to eating what they love to eat while moving their body as often as they need to. There's no correlation. There's a poor correlation to that. There's no accountability. There's no direction. And if there is no direction or accountability, especially for you, the working man in the office, working those long hours, it's going to be realistically difficult to stay focused, stay disciplined. And that's why people fall off. You think people fall off by accident? No. It's through clear intention, very clear intention, why people fall off. Intention on the poor things, on the wrong things, decisions, choices, behaviors. Everything adds up like a stack of dominoes, leading to a catastrophe, leading to an after effect. That after effect affects you in the workplace physically, whether you know it or not. Your performance may slow down, how you feel in the workplace, how others perceive you in the workplace, simply because you're 30 pounds overweight, may have an effect on how you approach social conversations. You may feel the need to exit the conversation because you don't want your supervisor to notice the fact that you've gained a couple pounds, because you spent the entire day, you spent 8 to 12 hour workdays for the company, building the brand, building the vision, using your creative nuance to add insight, to add foresight, to better the occupation in which you work. You see, it doesn't have to be, you don't have to sacrifice your physical, your body, just for the sake of long hours, just for the sake of meeting strict deadlines. It doesn't have to be that way. What if there was a way in which you could achieve the body as well as meet the deadlines of the career, of the tasks in which you are given? What if you could do both? What about then? And I implore you to think about your occupation, your career in that perspective. Because Brandon himself, as amazing of a graphic designer as he was, a multimedia designer, editor, creator as he was, he let himself go. And was it through sheer intention that this happened? Possibly. Though it happened because there were consistent choices in hand that did not help him keep that weight off. And you need to do the exact same. Because if you're continually in environments that aren't helping you grow, that simply tempt you, that simply encourage you mentally to say, it's okay to do it once. It's okay. There's tomorrow. There's the next day. Then, you know, it's going to be hard to position yourself in a way to elevate and conquer your weight loss goal. Keep off the office rec room fat and do it in a way where you feel good about yourself. Do it in a way where it was sustainable. Do it in a way where you felt like you weren't giving up your sanity. You weren't giving up your favorite foods. If you can structure everything in a way that suits you, your way of life, and everything you hold dear to, there's no reasoning to how far you can elevate. Simply show up for yourself in the best way that you can, and dropping the office rec room fat becomes attainable. Thank you for listening in. If you got any insights, takeaways, or if you are looking to start your transformation today, go and DM me transform on Instagram at Gabriel Grows. Follow and subscribe to this show if you have not already. And as always, stay tuned.